All right, Warrior fans, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Girls getting ready to start here in just a few minutes. So we get the last of the Sandingham Christian Eagles senior girls recognized here on their senior night. So Amity girls come into this 18-3 with a 9-1 league record. They're ranked number 3 in 3A basketball behind two teams that they played and split with. They lost to Corbett, who's ranked number 1, and they beat Sutherland, who's ranked number 2. Unfortunately for the Warriors, we picked up a loss to Jefferson, 52-48, and to Philomath, 48-47, which hurt our ranking just a little bit. Both of those were on the road, so it's not quite as bad, and both of those are good teams. Oh, wait, they're going to do another one. Got a manager. I recognize her, too, I guess. All right, so we're not quite as close as we thought we were. So Sandingham Christian, 8-14 overall, 5-5 in the PacWest Conference. And this is a team the Warriors handled easily back on the 18th of January, 62-31 in Amity. And I think the real challenge tonight, just knowing how Jed thinks and having visited with him a little bit, is just getting the girls to play disciplined regardless of what the scoreboard is. It's easy to get out in front quickly and then just not play your best basketball. So as we were talking about, our girls really don't need practice running the fast break. They know how to do that. We just need to become a better half-court team, because that's what it's going to take to beat Corbett, Sutherland, some of these other schools in the state tournament. So we are finally done with our senior introductions here, getting some final pictures. And we'll get ready for some basketball here. I don't know the starting lineup, so I got to wait and see who gets introduced. But I assume it's going to be the normal five for the Warriors. Looks like it. So it'll be Alyssa McMullen, Aidy Nisley, Maya Harzma, Eliza Nisley, and Sarah Lynn Grove. And then we'll have to wait and see who they introduce for the Eagles. The Warriors know they can force turnovers, get out and run on this team. That's not that much of a challenge. Want to see us knock down some mid-range shots, some open threes. Just be patient on offense, not try to force things. Let the offense run through. If it's not there, rotate the ball, work it back on the other side. Use that shot clock as needed. And then defensively, just, obviously we want to see the full court 1-3-1 do its job, but we also want to see the half court defense play under control, not pick up silly fouls. That's one of the points of emphasis for Judd with his girls, is to be smart with your fouls, especially after you make a mistake. Don't commit another one by fouling somebody. A turnover that leads to a foul is double bad. So for Sandingham Christian, it will be Bella Vanderhoof, Maddie Roth, Mia Fulbright, Taylor Vincent, the four seniors, and then Ariana Boutillier. We are ready to go finally here. And it took about an extra 10 or 12 minutes for the seniors. Warriors in their road royal blue uniforms with black trim outlined by white on the numbers and letters. Sandingham Christian, white uniforms with red trim and black numbers and letters. We are ready to go. Maybe Boutillier and Grove jumping it up. Grove wins that easily, and Aidy chases it down. Quickly down low to Sarah. Oh, she came up short on the lay-in, but saved by Aidy. Out to Alyssa, missed the three. Long rebound, taken by Vincent. Picked up, and the Warriors 1-3-1, and there's a tip and a steal. Grove comes down with it, throws it ahead to Aidy. Aidy takes it in with the right hand, misses that lay-in. So Warriors missed their first three shots there. Couple of lay-in opportunities. Going the other way, Roth with his ball. Hooks it ahead and off the hands of Vanderhoof and out of bounds. High pass to Vanderhoof. The Warriors have gotten the shots they want so far. Just haven't been able to capitalize yet. Half-court offense time. High post. Grove goes to a cutting Eliza. Tries a tough reverse lay-in. Can't get it to go. Going the other way, Maddie Roth. Head to Vanderhoof. No, excuse me, to Vincent. Vincent Boutillier out to Vanderhoof for three. And they have a 3-0 lead just like that. Bella Vanderhoof with the first points of the game. McMullen. Harzma swings it over on the right angle. 80 with it. Steps left, hands back to Maya. Zone defense, 2-3. Eliza tries to feed Maya. Maya comes out the other side with it. Skips it over to 80 for 3. Looks good, and it is. 80 nicely ties it up. Good looking shot there from the sophomore guard. Vincent to Roth. Roth back to Vincent. Gets it across half court. Nope, 10 seconds. Didn't get it across half court. I thought she had just made it. Official right on it said, clearly not. Warriors ball tied up at 3. Here early in the first quarter. Harzma plays catch with McMullen in the corner to Eliza. Back to Harzma on the wing. Tries to go down low. Eliza saves out to McMullen mid-range. No good. Rebound, Fulbright. Fulbright gets it to Vincent. Works hard up to get past McMullen. Swings it out to Fulbright. Blocked by Grove and rebound by Grove. Job by Sarah Lynn to go straight up on that and get the block. Harzma pushes ahead to Nisley. Back to Harzma. 18-footer. Somebody touched that one. That should be... Oh! I thought somebody got a piece of that one. No argument from Jed, though, so maybe I'm seeing things. 3-3 still. Couple minutes gone. Roth dribbles hard to the middle of the floor. Bounce pass ahead to Vanderhoof. Vanderhoof dribbles inside the three-point line. Picks it up. Hooks a pass across to Vincent down the left corner to Fulbright. Fulbright back to Vincent. Vincent. Fulbright play catch out here on the left wing. Fulbright to the baseline. Back out on top to Vincent. 13 on the shot clock. Ball knocked away by Harzma. Controlled by Fulbright. Misses the three. Tipped. And Eliza comes down with it. Eliza going hard the other way. All the way in. Scoops it up. Can't get it to go. Ball loose. 80 had it. Can't save it. They're going to say it went off of 80 and out of bounds. She and Maddie Roth trying to get it. No, wait. He pointed the wrong way. He called blue ball, pointed the wrong way. Warriors ball in the corner. Sometimes officials point the wrong way. Down low, Eliza. Looking for Grove. Lays it up and in with the left hand. Nice cut. High to low by Grove and an excellent pass by Eliza Nisley for the assist. 5-3 Warriors. Pass ahead to Fulbright. Grove over there harasses her. Fulbright on the baseline. Fouled by Grove. Sarah Lynn. Got to learn to let that one go. Couldn't get the steal. Came back and reached in from the side as Fulbright was going up for the shot. And so Tim's telling her right now. Got to be smarter about that. Don't let the frustration of not getting the steal or almost getting the steal turn into a bigger problem when you pick up a foul you don't need to pick up. Fulbright misses the first. One more for her. Misses that one. Tipped and Grove comes down with it. Ahead. McMullen with it. Alyssa to Maya. Maya swings right side. 80 down low to Eliza. Back to Grove on the cut. From right to left across the key, they hit her again. Great pass, two assists in a row for Eliza Nisley to Sarah Lynn Grove. It's excellent ball movement. Precise passing. Vincent throws it behind Fulbright and out of bounds. Good job by the defense to force that turnover, even though it looks unforced on the stat sheet. Nobody got a steal or a tip on it, but the defense taking away the easy passes forces the tough pass, and mistakes happen. Down low, 80, back to Grove, foul line, blocked by Boutillier going the other way. Ball taken away from her by 80, but it goes out of bounds. Grove a little slow on that shot. Boutillier's long. She's about 5'11", 5'10". She did a good job of extending, going straight up, getting a piece of that one. Vincent to Vanderhoof, quick trigger three, no good. Ball tipped. Fulbright gets it and fouled by 80. 80 got out wrestled for that rebound by Fulbright and then was out of position, had an arm in the cookie jar when Fulbright went up. Halfway through the first quarter, 7-3 Amity. Fulbright plays ring around the rosy with that one, gets it to go in. One more coming for senior. Mia Fulbright, second one, misses that one. Long rebound, McMullen. Warriors on top, 7-4. Going hard the other way. 80 drives, gets in deep, and is fouled by Vanderhoof. Warriors will inbound on the baseline before the shot attempt. Getting the reset on the shot clock there. Oh, not a good pass from Maya and Sarah. Not on the same page there. Maya thought Sarah was going to pop out. She dropped down into the post, and they turned it over. But they get a turnover the other way as the pass goes off of Roth's foot and out of bounds. Still 7-4. Amity on top with the ball. 3:40 to go. High post Grove knocked away from her. And Maya's forcing that pass a little bit. The defense knows what she wants to go with it, kind of collapsing on Sarah in there. Sarah never really had a chance to catch that ball very well. Roth, ball knocked away, stolen by McMullen. Gives it to Harzma, takes it with the left hand, misses the shot. 80, up and in. Good job by Nisley. Warriors have missed at least three lay-ins so far. Timeout, it's 9-4 as the Eagles want to talk about it. 30-second timeout, we'll stay right here. Warriors have missed multiple opportunities right at the rim. When they haven't forced it, they've been getting really good shots. Forced a couple of the last couple of times down the floor, a couple of passes forced between Harzma and Grove led to turnovers. Warriors defense solid so far. They gave up that opening three on the first possession for Vanderhoof, and since then, just a lone free throw by Fulbright. 3:28 left to go, first quarter. 9-4 Amity, two team fouls on the Warriors, one on the Eagles. Eagles ball, coming the full length of the floor. Vincent with it. Warriors in their 1-3-1. Number two, they're going to get out of bounds. 80 did a good job of not fouling, but making the sideline hard to get to. Roth tried to force it and stepped out of bounds. Warriors ball, could have been a foul on 80, wasn't called. Deep three, McMullen short, drove with the rebound, back out to Harzma to McMullen. Finds Nisley in the corner. Eliza wants to drive, spins, steps through, and lays it up at hand. I don't know when she decided there was going to be a shot attempt there. It looked like she was kind of just navigating her way, looking for a place to pass the ball. And that one goes tipped by 80 off the hand of Roth and out of bounds. Eliza just kind of working her way through there, turning this way and that, and all of a sudden realized, hey, I've got a shot attempt. Good job of going slow, taking her time. High post. Harzma for a deep three. Short. Nisley rebounds. Traveled. Took one extra step there. Thought she was going to have an angle, and Eliza just couldn't quite get it. Moved her pivot foot. 11-4 Amity. Vincent. Over to Vanderhoof. Back to Vincent. It's over half court in time. Vanderhoof with it. Right front court. On top, Vincent. Back to Vanderhoof. Knocked out of bounds by Harzma with 16 on the shot clock. Vanderhoof will inbound on the sideline. Up on top to Vincent. Vincent back to Roth. Roth left angle. Goes down on the sideline. They'll find Boutillier down low. And they get a good entry pass for her on that left side, and she scores her first basket. 7-6 Amity. Harzma, Mullen, left wing, down in the corner. Nisely, swing it, 80 on top. Goes back to Eliza, misses the lay-in. Great cut by Eliza, a perfect pass from 80. Just couldn't finish. There's a steal, though, by Eliza. She attacks, going the other way. Ball blocked. Nope, fouled from behind. Thought Roth might have had the block. She could hustle back well on defense, but Eliza just a little too fast, and Roth fouls her from behind. Two shots coming for Nisely. Eliza, 2 points in the game. Now she's got three. Perfect on the foul shot. Into the game for the Eagles. 22 is Alicia Schweitzer replacing Vincent. So the ball handling gets a little worse. Second one bounces around and goes in for Eliza. Warriors up by seven. Under two to go here. There's a tip by McMullen. Ball's loose. Nisely comes in, can't get it. Schweitzer with it. Skips it back over to Vanderhoof. Long pass ahead. Tipped out of bounds by 80 Nisely. Good hustle. All over the place by McMullen's and Nisely's and McMullen and Nisely's. Only one McMullen out there. Out on top. Schweitzer with it. Back to Roth. Center circle. Near it anyway. Goes high post. Petulier kicks it back out. Vanderhoof for three. Misses that one. Good box out. Petulier saves it to Fulbright. Dribbles into the key, and we're going to get a reach and foul on the Warriors. Might have been on Maya reaching in. She saw that ball down low. So 2 seconds on the shot clock. The Warriors commit the foul, so that'll reset. On the baseline, Eagles, Vanderhoof trying to get it inbounds. Finally does, out on top. Schweitzer, Fulbright, high post for Julier. Wants to drive. Tough scoop shot up and in with those long arms. Got the into the chest of Grove. Warriors, Eliza, tough circus shot inside. Couldn't get it to drop. And we're going to get a foul called on Eliza. She's trying to run up the court. She ran into Fulbright and gave her a little shove from behind as she tried to keep her balance. They're not announcing fouls at all, so I have no idea. Can't track them. San Diego Christian ball. That's the fourth team foul on the Warriors here. Under a minute to go. Vincent over to Fulbright on the wing. Down low, Boutillier turns. Might have been blocked in there. She got it back. Knocked away by Harzma. Boutillier tries to save it and throws it out of bounds. She's not bad, though. I'll tell you, I don't remember her being this good early in the season. Boutillier is a junior. But I'll tell you, she's got some post moves and a nice touch around the rim. She's got 4 points. But she's caused some problems for the Warriors inside. That length and agility. Harzma on top. Mullen swings to 80 Nisely. Grove takes it. Draws the foul on Boutillier. Third team foul on the Eagles. Sarah Grove to the line to shoot two. 4 points in the game for the junior. Ah, misses that one. Hard off the back right side of the rim. One more coming. Sarah with a couple of dribbles and buries it. A little better. Warriors up six, 14-8. Schweitzer, Vincent ahead to teammate, and then we're going to get a foul on 80. She attacked the passing lane, but she attacked it with her right hand, which is the arm closest to the offensive player. If she had gone with her left arm, she probably avoids that contact and is able to get the tip and the steal. Wilson coming in after the first foul shot. Schweitzer to the line. Makes the free throw. So Wilson in, 80 out. So it's Wilson, Rice, Harzma, McMullen, and Grove. 15 foul on the Warriors. 16.3 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Schweitzer misses that one. Good box outs around there, and Grove with the rebound. Warriors up five. Harzma puts the brakes on, goes to Rice for three. Looks good. Just off the back rim. Loose ball. Emily on the floor for it. Should be a jump. And that should be Warriors ball. I thought that was Eagles ball. There must be another jump ball. I don't remember. 1.9 left. McMullen turns, shoots. Oh, thought she drew contact. Could have had three shots there. The official didn't give it to her. That was a great attempt by McMullen to turn in the defender and try to draw contact. After one, the Warriors on top, but only by five, 14-9. This is KLYC.
Warriors.
Start of the second quarter here from San Diego Christian High School. The Warriors with a 14-9 lead. Warriors with 5 points each from 89's in Sarahlyn Grove and four from Eliza. Warriors missed probably five lay-ins in that first quarter. San Diego Christian ball to start the second quarter. Vincent gets it to Roth and dribbles into traffic, tipped by Rice. Fulbright with it on the wing. Skips it over to Vanderhoof. Vanderhoof picks up her dribble. Tries to feed. Knocked away and stolen. Eliza going the other way. Nisley all the way in with a left hand up and in. Eliza Nisley with six in the game. Warriors up by seven. Vincent to Vanderhoof. Stole it. No, got it back. Vanderhoof with it. Boy, McMullen had two hands on that, but she threw it right back to Vanderhoof. Vincent on top. Warriors harassing. There's a steal by McMullen. Just took it away from her. Throws it ahead to Eliza. Eliza puts the brakes on. Back out. McMullen for three. No good. Rebound. Wilson misses. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Kylie Wilson with the basket. Good effort by the sophomore post. Got her position. She always gets her position. McMullen almost had another tip. They get it ahead to Roth. Roth cut off by Rice. Good defense by Emily. Back out on top. Vincent. Vincent to Roth. Warriors in their zone here. 1-3-1. Knocked away, stolen by McMullen. McMullen going the other way. Coming from behind. Roth trying to get to it. McMullen gets the lay-in. Alyssa, just like eyes in the back of her head there, moved the ball from her hip in front of her just as Roth went to poke at it. Full timeout. Warriors up 20-9 with a little 6-0 run to start the second quarter. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. There's a steal by the Warriors on the inbound. McMullen going the other way, blocked from behind by Roth. Rebound, Coutillier gets it to Vincent. And we're going to get a little hand check on McMullen, a little too physical. Jed getting an explanation from the official here. Roth will inbound, right in front of the table here, gets it in to Vincent in the backcourt. McMullen right up on her. Oh, it's fun watching Alyssa play the top of this 1-3-1. They flop it ahead to Roth. McMullen almost had the tip on the pass back to Vincent. Vincent to the right. Over to Vanderhoof. They skip it over to Roth. Down to the wing. Fulbright misses. Rebound. Nisley. Eliza going fast the other way. Slows down just a little. Tough shot. Lays it up and in. Oh, my goodness. Right in the face of the defender. I don't know how she got that ball up and over the rim. 22-9 Warriors. Vanderhoof, weak pass, but Vincent comes down with it. Her pass taken away by Rice. Rice going the other way. Still going. Bounce pass McMullen. Knocked away. McMullen gets it. Over to Nisley. Nisley starts to drive baseline. Whirls in. Gets to the front of the rim. Missed the shot. Wilson missed. And Wilson will get a loose ball foul. Ah! She had her chance on that first putback. Just couldn't get it to drop. Harzma in. She's going to give McMullen her first break of the game. Great effort by Alyssa on that defensive end. She's earned herself a couple minutes on the bench. McMullen not scoring a lot of points, but boy, really changing the game on the top of that 1-3-1. There's a ball knocked away by Knisely. Wilson with it. Harzma ahead to Knisely, misses, gets it back, turns, foul. Good job by Eliza just staying with it. Knisely to the line to shoot two. She's got eight in the game. Two out of two from the line. Misses the first one. Short to the right a little bit. Into the game, Gina Melton replaces Boutillier. Knisely buries the second one. Warriors up 23-9. It's a 9-0 run to start this quarter. Roth knocked away and out of bounds by Eliza Knisely. Haiti coming in. Going to get Emily out. Good minutes for Emily. Vanderhoof to inbound, far sideline, about free throw line height. Gets it back from Roth. Roth on top. Harzma playing the top of the 1-3-1. Over to Fulbright, skips it to Vanderhoof on top. And off the hands of Roth out of bounds. Eliza made that happen, just interfering with the line of sight. And Roth couldn't handle the pass. Warriors with the ball. Haiti in the corner to Wilson. Skip it back over. Eliza fakes the three. Dribbles through some traffic. Lost it. Coming out of there, Vanderhoof with it. Works hard up the right side. And lost it. Great job by Eliza Knisely cutting off that sideline. Just hustled to get back into the play. Got to that sideline. Cut her off. And she just said nowhere to go. Stepped out of bounds. Eliza on the wing, down in the corner to Wilson. Back to Harzma. On top, 80 for three. A little strong off the back of the rim. Nope, hit the wire up above. So out of bounds. Good looking shot, though, from 80.
Good shot, 80.
Roth with it. Back to Vanderhoof in the middle. Over to Schweitzer. Ball tipped. It's into the backcourt where it's chased down by Vanderhoof. Throws ahead to Roth, and she saves off of Grove and out of bounds. 17 on the shot clock. Good save by Maddie Roth. Roth to Fulbright down low. Turns Wilson with great defense in the low post. Out to Vanderhoof for three. No good. Rebound Knisely. 80 going hard the other way up the middle of the floor. Hooks it over to Grove. Missed the shot. Rebound. Knisely. 80 hooks it up with the left hand. She's fouled. Not sure what happened to Grove there. I thought she got fouled. No call. Haiti will go to the line to shoot two. She has 5 points in the game. And gets the first one to rattle home. 3:49 left to go. First half, 24-9 Amity. Tanium Christian scoreless in this quarter. The Warriors have really turned up their defensive intensity. Both of them good for 80. Warriors as a team, 6 out of 8 from the foul line now. Roth to Vincent. Looks across. Harzma on her. Swings it to Vanderhoof on the right angle. Back to Vincent. Over to Roth. Finds Fulbright cutting. She's fouled and scores. Foul's going to be on Wilson. It was a little late to the party there. Caught Fulbright across the arm. McMullen in. Grove going to get a break. Fulbright hits a foul shot. Rice in. Wilson out. So it's Rice, Harzma, Knisely, and McMullen. So a short lineup for the Warriors right now. Rice the tallest at about 5'6". Three-pointer. No good for 80. Rebounded by Schweitzer and a foul by 80. And those are the fouls that Jed does not like. You missed a three-pointer. No big deal. And that might be the second or third on 80. So she's going to come out. Grove goes in. Those fouls, though, the ones that come back to haunt you, it looks like a hustle foul, but it's really a frustration foul. She missed the three-pointer and tried to get in there and make something good happen after the miss, ends up getting a loose ball foul. Roth drives, stolen by Eliza. Eliza tipped away. She gets it back, going up the middle. Slows down, steps through, knocked away from behind by Roth, off of Eliza and out of bounds. Maddie Roth is always coming from behind on that. That's a third or fourth time she's hustled down a play from behind, does not give up on it. Roth tipped out of bounds by Rice. Good job by Emily. Good defense there. 2:58 left to go, second quarter. 25-12, Amity on top. Roth, bounce pass to Vanderhoof, way out on top to Vincent. McMullen back in on the top of the 1-3-1. Over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer, a couple of dribbles. Finds Vanderhoof, top of the key. Just inside the three-point line, knocks it down. She's got five. Cuts it to an 11-point Warrior lead. Harzma to Rice in the corner. Back to Eliza. Swing it. And then try to go inside. It's a little too hard from Harzma through the hands of Grove. Going the other way, Maddie Roth into the corner. Fulbright from the elbow. Misses that. Tipped out of bounds by Fulbright following her shot. Jed wants a timeout. This will be a full timeout. We'll take a break. Warriors up 25-14. Second quarter action from St. Anne Christian. A little deep purple from the Eagle Pep Band over there. Bring back some memories of listening to the Wetonka Pep Band when I was growing up. A little 70s classic rock. Warriors with the ball. Rice in the corner. Feeds Eliza back to Grove. Can't handle it. Chased down by McMullen. In the corner to Eliza. Back to Harzma. On top Rice. Swings left side McMullen. Down on the baseline. Back out. Rice for three. Little strong. Follows her shot. Grove gets it. Fouled. Boy, Sarah Lynn Grove having a tough time in the paint tonight. She's had a number of balls go through her hands. Hasn't been able to finish on some shots she normally does. But she's working hard in there, picking up some fouls. She's got five in the game. And that one won't stay in. Still has five. .155 remaining, second quarter action, 25-14 Warriors. Grove a chance to make it a 12-point lead. And she does. She's 2 out of 4 from the line, 6 points. Vanderhoof traveled, got away with it. Roth back to Vanderhoof in the middle. Up the side, Grove with a steal. Feeds nicely in the middle of the floor. She slows it down. Top of the key with it. But McMullen thinks about the three. Back on top. Over to Harzma on the right angle. In the corner, Rice rips through. On top, Harzma. Over in the corner. Down low to Rice. Rice back out to McMullen. 12 on the shot clock. On top, Eliza. To McMullen. Fakes the three. Pulls up from the elbow. Short. Rebound. Boutillier. Boutillier traveled. Warriors hustling back on defense, took away all of her passing lane options. Back into the game, Vincent replaces Schweitzer. 109 left to go, second quarter. Warriors with the ball. Full shot clock. Harzma throws it away. Rice couldn't handle it. Pass is a little low. Emily just didn't reach quite far enough for it. Not all passes will be perfect. St. Anne Christian ball on the side. Right by the Warriors bench. Roth to inbound. Goes in the backcourt to Vincent. Vincent works right, throws it to the corner through Battilio's hands and out of bounds. Pressure by the Warriors on the ball, and Grove closing out on Battilio. Couldn't handle it. Under 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Harzma in the corner. Eliza on top, Rice. Back to McMullen on the left angle. Down in the corner. Eliza drives, gets through, and misses the shot. Puts it back up. Reverse lay-in up and in. What a difficult shot. She missed the easy one, made the tough one. Warriors double them up, 28-14. McMullen touches. Vincent with it. McMullen still harassing. They get across just before the 10. Flip it over. Vanderhoof for three. No good. Rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Santiam Christian, the official says, along the baseline. 12 seconds. Harzma, middle of the floor. Ahead to McMullen. McMullen holds. Down low to Grove. Grove turns. Fouled. No call. Boutillier with it, and that will do it. 28-14, Warriors on top after two quarters, a 14-5 second quarter for Amity. At one point, it was, I think, a 9-0 quarter. Warriors were led by Eliza Nisley in that first half with 11 points. Sarah Lynn Grove with 6, Adi Nisley with 7, McMullen and Wilson with 2 each. For Santiam Christian, they have 5 for Vanderhoof and 4 each for Fulbright and Boutillier. All right, we'll take a break for a few minutes. Be back with second half action in about 9 minutes. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Go Warriors.
All right, getting ready to start the third quarter here from Santiam Christian High School. Your Warrior girls with a 28-14 command over the Eagles. If I'm reading Jed's mind right, I think he wants to see more of the defensive intensity he saw to start the second quarter, and the offensive ball movement that has occasionally been there but has not been there consistently in that first half. Just stay away from dumb fouls. Don't force it on the offensive end. And the Warriors, if they play their defensive game, will be just fine here. Warriors going right to left in front of me. Start the third quarter. They have the ball. 80 with it. On top to Harzma. Swings to McMullen on the left angle. Zone defense here. 2-3. Kind of a 2-1-2, 2-3, something like that out of Santiam Christian. Eliza works right. Leaves it for 80. On top McMullen for 3. Little short. Can't get the roll. Eliza inside. Over to Grove. Grove lays it up. Little short. Gets it back. Lost it. Ball's loose. Eliza to 80, buries it. Wow. Great hustle by Eliza Nisley there. Warriors extend their defense a little bit here. Down on the baseline, Boutillier, stolen by Eliza. Throws it ahead to 80. 80 to the middle. Pulls up, 15-footer. Oh, halfway down. Harzma tips Boutillier with a rebound. I love that pull-up jumper from Nisley. They lob inside. Fulbright can't handle it. Grove with a steal. Ahead to Eliza. Eliza attacking to McMullen with the left hand. Scores. Great pass. Eliza. She's got at least 3 assists that I can remember in this game. 2 to Grove, now 1 to McMullen. There might be others there. She's played fantastic basketball today. And really only kind of 1 foul that you'd like to take back. She's been pretty good under control all day. Down low, Fulbright got the low post position, and Eliza turned as she caught the ball and gets the basket. She's got 6 in the game, 32-16 Warriors. Harzma to Eliza, down on the corner to 80, 80 on the right corner. Trying to go down low, Boutillier with her link. Grove gets it back. Harzma misses that jumper from the foul line. Ball tipped and controlled by Vanderhoof. Vincent, middle. Over to Roth, gets it back, traveled, no call. Vanderhoof for 3, no good. Long rebound. Roth blocked by Eliza twice, I think. Eliza comes out of there with it. Middle of the floor, gets it to 80 on the baseline. Back out to Grove, fakes the 3 to the foul line to Harzma. Swings to McMullen, left corner 3. No good. Boutillier with the rebound. Boy, McMullen just can't find that range tonight. Fulbright tipped away from behind by Harsman out of bounds. Good hands by Maya. 5:34 left to go third quarter. 32-16 Warriors on top. Fulbright, quick trigger three on the inbound, buries it. Good looking shot from Mia Fulbright. 5 in the quarter, 9 in the game, and a foul in the backcourt by Vanderhoof, who protests dramatically. Looking for somebody to appeal her case to. Nobody cares. At least not among the striped shirts. Warriors up 13 in the corner. Eliza back to 80 on the wing. 80 to the foul line. Down low. Grove misses the shot. Sarah Lynn has had a rough night in and around the hoop. Vincent swings it over in the corner to Vanderhoof. Gets it to Fulbright. Pulls up and drops it in from about 6 feet. Warriors almost had a steal. Not quite. They've got it down to 11. Five straight. Cut that 16-point lead. On top, McMullen for three. Looks good. Nope, just a little long. Vanderhoof with a long rebound. McMullen back on defense. Cuts her off. Vanderhoof on top to Vincent. Over Roth. Roth back to Vincent on top. Swings to Vanderhoof for three. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds to the Warriors. Warriors ball, bringing it up the floor with 4.5 to go in the third quarter and up 32-21. Lies in the corner. McMullen for three. Hits that one. She has no conscience out there. She knows if it's her shot, she needs to shoot it. Don't worry about it. Man-to-man defense now for the Warriors. Vincent being guarded by McMullen. Works right. Gets a screen. Cut off. Warriors doubler. Tries to get it to Roth. Knocked out of bounds by McMullen. 17 on the shot clock. Good defense from the Warriors. Halfway through this third quarter. 35-21 Amity. Vincent trying to find somebody. Finally gets it to Fulbright. Takes a dribble. Forces an awkward shot. They're going to bail her out with a foul. That's a terrible call. She was had no shot. She was trying to force something. Eliza had good position. The official just bailed Fulbright out. Fulbright at the line for two. Misses the first one. One more coming for the senior forward. Wilson coming in next opportunity. Misses them both. Long rebound, Boutillier. Off bounce, blocked by Grove. Recovered by McMullen. What a block by Sarah Lynn. Petillier thought she could spin away from her. Couldn't. McMullen for three. Little strong. Rebound. Eliza Nisley in traffic. Back out. McMullen, three-pointer. Looks good. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Warriors just not shooting the ball well tonight from the perimeter. McMullen has 1-3. 80 has one. That's been it out there. There's that steal by Eliza. Just picked Vincent's pocket. Takes it in for the uncontested lay-in. Vincent spun. Eliza was just coming on a full run. Took the ball right from her and went the other way. Down low, Fulbright makes a nice move. Misses a shot. Eliza with the rebound in traffic. Gets it to Maya. Maya ahead to Grove. Grove takes it in with the left hand and misses the lay-in. Sarah Lynn has just had one of those nights. Great job of running the floor. Just going to shake it off. They happen. Vincent. Gets the ball to Roth. Finds Boutillier. Blocked by Grove. That's at least her third block tonight. McMullen can't save. Fulbright with it. Back out to Vincent. Warriors reset offensively. 12 on the shot clock. Or defensively, sorry. Vanderhoof steps back. Blocked by McMullen and then knocked out of bounds by Vanderhoof. McMullen with a great closeout. Wilson in. Schweitzer in. Eliza gets a break, and Vincent comes out. 2:31 left to go, third quarter, 37-21. Warriors up. Biggest lead of the game has been 16. That's what it is now. Wilson, high post. McMullen for three. Hits it!
Alyssa McMullen with her second three in her last three attempts. And it's 40-21 full timeout. Santiam Christian will be right back on KLYC.
Well, Warrior fans, 2:15 left to go, third quarter, 40-21. Amity girls on top of the Eagles of Santiam Christian. Alyssa McMullen with 8 points in the quarter, 10 in the game. Liza Nisley has a bucket. Adey Nisley's got a bucket this quarter. The Warriors as a team have scored 12 points. What do I have there? I've got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yep, that's all 12 right there. The other end has been Fulbright this quarter with 7. Santiam Christian with the ball. Maddie Roth running the point here. Works right against man-to-man defense. Hooks it down to Fulbright in the low post. Working on Wilson. Gets low. Misses. Wilson with a rebound. Wilson just made her get in too deep. Ahead to Eliza. Or to 80. 80 leaves it for McMullen for 3. Oh, way too strong. Harzma with the rebound on the other side. Grove back to Harzma for 3. No good. Fulbright boxed out. Lost the ball. Oh, no. Oh, no. You called what? You called what? Oh my goodness! He called a foul on Maya Harzma because Fulbright lost her balance after she got the rebound. Be quiet, be quiet. Terrible call. My goodness. That's the biggest pity call I've ever seen. Fulbright fouled by Grove at the other end. She'll go to the line to shoot two. 40-21 Warriors, minute 31 left to go, third quarter. Fulbright got the rebound, was a little off balance when she got it. Tried to pivot, lost her balance. Harzma was just standing there near her. They called her for a foul. Oh my goodness. They got a loudmouth here in the right of me. Pair of missed free throws there for Boutillier. Warriors with the ball. McMullen swings it in the corner to 80. Back to McMullen. Works off a little screen. Picks it up to Grove for 3. Left angle. Buries that. She can't get her free throws, or she can't get her lay-ins to go tonight, but she can drill the three-pointer. Sarah Lynn Grove. Warriors up 22. She's had a hard time in the paint tonight, but that was a beautiful shot. Fulbright backing her way down, trying to bully Wilson. Wilson reached that hand in there. She had great position. Fulbright just trying to go one-on-one with Wilson. Wilson did such a great job for most of that, and then she reached in with that left hand. The Santiam Christian ball, fourth foul on the Warriors with 58 seconds to go in the quarter. Just one. Santiam Christian in the corner. Vanderhoof guarded tightly by McMullen. Get it out on top to Vincent. 28 on the shot clock. Vincent hands off to Vanderhoof. Looked at the three. Good closeout. Works her way to the left. Gets the shot off and hits it. She just kind of worked off a little screen. McMullen took the long way to get around the screen. Underneath, Wilson saves. Back out. Give it to Grove. 22-footer straight on. Little strong there. Ball tipped by Schweitzer. Or by Melton. Coming the other way. Warriors up by 19. 18 seconds to go. Harzma tips the pass. Vincent gets it back. And then hooks the pass. Knocked away by Grove. McMullen. Over to Harzma. Harzma up the middle of the floor. She's going to attack the middle of this. Gets in deep. No call. She gets a foul when she's just standing near somebody, but she can't draw one when she gets bumped. And after that shot missed by Vanderhoof, the Warriors up 43-24 with a 15-10 third quarter in control as we start of the fourth quarter here. Santiam Christian ball. Get things going. Ball knocked out of bounds by Grove. Santiam Christian inbound underneath their own basket. Vincent. Ball knocked out of bounds by Eliza. It's a long 5 seconds there. Vincent. Looking. Still looking. Knocked away by 80 Nisley. She
She's getting that in with about 4.5 seconds into the 5-second count. And Vincent dejectedly walks to the corner. She'll have to inbound again. Bounce pass to Vanderhoof, and it goes off her hand and out of bounds. So Warriors with a great inbound defensive sequence there, knocking away two inbounds passes, and then the third one goes out of bounds under pressure. Eliza to McMullen, left corner three. No good. She's hit a pair tonight. Hasn't had a great shooting night. Vincent swings to Roth, left side. Melton harassed by Grove, and Melton gets it knocked away by Grove and out of bounds. Roth will inbound out by the corner in front of the bench of San Ian Christian. Bounce pass to Vanderhoof. Down low to Fulbright. Works on Wilson. And Wilson's going to pick up the foul. Fulbright just really being aggressive, going right into the chest of Wilson. That's Kylie's third. Fulbright hits the free throw. Jed admonishing Kylie just to stay down, play good position defense. Petillier in, Melton out. 43-25 Warriors in control of this one. Fulbright hits a pair. She's had a nice second half. She's got 9 points in the second half, 13 overall. 80 with it on the side, up on top. McMullen swings to Grove. Faked, drives, hangs on the baseline, missed it. Eliza had it, tried to make a pass out from underneath the basket, and got tipped away. Vincent, center circle with it, works to the right, tried to get a screen. Eliza with the steal, and can't quite save it. Tiptoeing that sideline there, almost got the steal. Vanderhoof lobs in to Fulbright. Takes a quick trigger. Three. Wilson had it. Boutillier got it. No box out there on Boutillier. Kicks over. Roth drives baseline. Throws it out to Vanderhoof, who drives back to Roth in the corner. And we're going to get a blocking foul on 80. Second team foul already on the Warriors here, a minute and a half into the fourth quarter. Vincent to inbound along the baseline, 15 feet out. Gets it in to Boutillier. Oh, my goodness. They're just bailing him out left and right. Boutillier trying to scoop something from her knees, throws her arms into Grove, who wasn't moving, and they call the foul. Bailing out, bad basketball. Very sloppy. Boutillier at the line. Gets the first one to bounce around and drop in. One more for the junior post. Misses that one. No box out. Roth gets it. There's a steal by 80. 80. Oh, or by Eliza. Tries to get it to 80. Can't. Warriors end up with it. Eliza with it, out on top. In the corner to McMullen. Mullen picks up her dribble to Eliza, skips over to Grove. Looked at the three, it's not there, 10 on the shot clock. 80 in the left corner, down low to Wilson. Back to 80, goes along the baseline, floats it up and off the glass and in. Good patience by the Warriors, 80 attacking that baseline and then getting the angle so she could use the glass. Warriors back up 45-27 by 18. Fulbright for three. Misses that one. Grove with the board. Sarah Lynn gets it to Eliza. Works to the top of the key. In the corner to 80. Back to Eliza. On top McMullen. Grove looks at the three from the wing. Doesn't take it. Back to McMullen. Dribbles to the right angle. To Eliza. Eliza, high post Grove, back out to McMullen. McMullen pulls up from 17, way left. The Warriors shooting tonight has been atrocious at times.
We're going to have a timeout taken by Sandingham Christian. 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. 5:06 left to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 45-27. And Jed, try to see what he's talking about here. Instructing them. My guess is it's about offense, not defense. He's going to stay with Nisley, McMullen, Grove, and Wilson. On the floor for Sandingham Christian, Boutillier, Fulbright, Vanderhoof, Schweitzer, and Roth. Gets it to Fulbright on the right wing. Wants to drive on Kylie. Gets baseline. Reverse lay-in. Gets it up and in. Kylie's got to do a better job of jumping on that right hand. Make her go left where the help is. There's no help on the baseline. Down low. Skip it over to Grove. Grove thinks about the three. Back to Eliza on the baseline. Back to Grove. On top, McMullen swings to 80. Down low, Eliza. On top, McMullen, wide open three. No good. Eliza tips and can't control. Boy, Alyssa has had a lot of open looks tonight. Just hasn't been able to find a consistent rhythm. She's hit a couple of threes. She's got 10 points in the game, but I'm sure she feels like she should have 20 by now. As open as she's been, had some good looks. Vanderhoof being harangued by Eliza. Picks up her dribble. Out on top to Roth. Maddie Roth with it. Works right. Oh, and she just plows into Eliza. Totally out of control. Eliza's fine. Roth is a little banged up. She was just completely out of control. Just ran into a stationary Eliza who was guarding her man. They just say ball out of bounds to the Warriors. Jeez. I don't know. I don't know how you don't call a foul on that. But they'll tend to Maddie Roth here. Her shoulder seems to be bothering her a little bit after the collision. Eliza's unfazed by it, but Roth, just trying to beat her man, just ran into Eliza, who was not even turned towards her. So we got a little timeout on the floor here. I'm not sure why we have a timeout for so long. Roth banged her shoulder. She can stand up and get off the floor. .410 left to go in the fourth quarter, 45-29. I mean, you hurt your shoulder, you can get up and walk off the floor and go to the bench. It's not going to make it any worse. But here we sit waiting. Three team fouls on the Warriors this quarter, none on the Eagles. Jed taking advantage of this to get a long timeout to talk to his girls, especially talking about defensive positioning on the low post, I think. It's just been a lot of slow feet or not anticipating the move. All right, we're back. Maddie Roth heads off the locker room. Into the game, Schweitzer. Sandingham Christian ball. Vanderhoof gets it into Fulbright. Squares up. Wants to drive. Wilson cuts her off this time. Backs her way down. And they'll get Wilson with a foul. She's got her arms leaning over a little bit. Got to get those straight up. That's four, I think, on Wilson. Fulbright just trying to bully her. Maybe that's five. So Wilson fouls out. Tim will take his time here. I think talking to Sarah Lynn, giving her as much time as possible. It's 45-29 Warriors. 4:02 left to go, fourth quarter. Rowe will go check in.
All right, Fulbright shooting two free throws.
And she's been very physical. It's very instructive for Kylie to deal with somebody that's that physical. Fulbright hits the first. She's been very assertive in the second half.
Makes a pair. Warriors with the ball at 14. 80 misses the three. Eliza with the rebound to Harzma. Harzma fouled. Took it right into the chest of Boutillier.
So the slow fourth quarter continues as we go back to the foul line. This time it's Harzma. Misses the foul shot. Maya scoreless in this game. He's only taken maybe three shots. Misses them both.
Coming the other way, Vincent with the ball. Warriors up 14.
Gets it over to Schweitzer. Poked away by Eliza. Schweitzer gets it back. Works to her left. Vanderhoof steps back for a three. Misses it. Grove had it. Poked away. Harzma grabs it. Harzma throws ahead to McMullen. Deep two. Won't go. Rebound. Put back. Should have been a foul on Schweitzer. Schweitzer's boxing her out as she's shooting. Unbelievable. Pushing Eliza out of her position. Eliza had that lay-in. Schweitzer just backed into her as she was shooting. No call. Unbelievable. They go high post to Fulbright. Fakes the three. Now takes the three. No good. Schweitzer had it. Tied up by 80. Warriors ball training possession. I think the Warriors are about to put a little run on here. I think they've had enough of this. They missed some golden opportunities. They just need to take this over now. McMullen down in the corner. Eliza with it. Back out to Maya. Maya swings to 80. 80 over to McMullen. Down to Eliza, poked away and out of bounds by Vanderhoof. Eliza inbound. Goes to 80. 80 lays it up and in. Great cut to the basket. 80 Nisely and Eliza with another assist. Like I said, that's got to be at least four now that I can remember. Two to her sister and two to Sarah. Vincent, closely guarded. Gives it up. Schweitzer to Boutillier in the corner. Back down low to Fulbright. Tries to bully. Misses. Nope. Got the shot to drop. Kind of banged it up there. Timeout. Sandy M. Christian. Find out if this is going to be a full timeout. 47-33 Warriors. 2:07 left to go in this one. We'll take a quick break and be right back. 2:07 remaining, fourth quarter. Been a slow second half here from Sandy M. Christian. 14 fouls on the Warriors, one on Sandy M. Christian. Warriors up 47-33 with the ball. Harzma brings it up the middle of the floor. Grove in the high post. They go to Harzma or to McMullen. Skip pass over to 80 on top. Maya thinks about the three, thought about it too long, missed it. 80 saves. Ball's loose. Maya ends up with it. Ball poked away. Controlled by Sandy M. Christian. Taken by Eliza. Tight ropes the baseline. And then gets it to 80. Great play by Eliza Nisely. Wow. Great athletic play. 80 all the way to the basket. Missed the lay-in. Boutillier with the rebound. Minute 30 to go. Well, the good news was we took 37 seconds off the clock, but we didn't score. Warriors have missed a lot of golden opportunities. Boutillier down low, knocked away by Grove and out of bounds. Good half-around defense there by Sarah Lynn on Fulbright. Fulbright's strong and athletic. Only about 5'7", maybe 5'8", but she's athletic and she knows how to use that physicality down low. They get it into Vanderhoof. McMullen right up on her. Vanderhoof can't make the entry pass. Grove does a good job of fronting. There's a steal by 80 on top. 80 going the other way. Takes it in with the left hand and scores. Good steal by 80 Nisely. She's got 8 in this half and I think 11 in the game. No, more than that. 15 in the game. A lob. Fulbright, oh, picked off by Grove and a foul on Fulbright. She takes out the left leg of Grove. Fulbright commits the foul. Second team foul. Grove, not a happy camper out there right now. I don't think she liked the physicality after the steal by Fulbright. McMullen looks around, goes back to Harzma, swing over to 80. Skip past McMullen. She'll take the shot. No good. Ball tipped by Eliza, controlled by Sarah Lynn. Out on top, Warriors can use some clock here if they want. Underneath, Eliza takes the pass from 80 and scores along that right baseline. Great pass from 80. Good body control by Eliza to create an angle. And at the other end, Vincent throws it away with 19.7 seconds left. Warriors up 51-33. Shot clock is off. Harzma brings it up slowly. You can just dribble this out over to McMullen. Down low. And Eliza just clobbered from behind by Fulbright. Not really sure why we're trying to lob it inside, though, right now. Harzma. Left corner three for Grove. Missed that one. 80 trying to get the rebound. Can't control it out of bounds. 51-33, 4.6 left. That'll do it, folks. Jed's not happy about something because he's still got his girls extending defensively. Fulbright turns, does not get the shot off, and that's the game. 51-33, Warriors. Final score. Warriors were led tonight by Eliza and 80 Nisely. 80 Nisely with 7 in the first half, 15 in the game. Eliza Nisely had 11 in the first half, 15 in the game. Sarah Lynn Grove with 5, 6, 9 points. McMullen with 10. Wilson, 2. Harzman played but did not score. Rice didn't score for the Warriors. Fulbright was pretty much the only offensive weapon they had on their side. And that'll do it here from Sandy and Christian. Warriors improve to 10-1 in league, 19-3 overall with the win tonight. That's it for me, folks. Have yourself a great night. As always, joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.